Chapter 8. The Answer to the Puzzle. Linda and Dave return to the motorbike.
Drive to the corner and we'll wait for Jason and Ethan there,
Linda said.
Amy's mum mustn't see them. She'll think there's a problem.
There is a problem,
said Dave, and he started the engine. All three motorbikes arrived at the corner at the same time.
Was she there?
Jason asked.
No,
said Dave.
She's definitely missing.
We must find those painters,
said Jason.
They're the answer to the puzzle.
How do you find fake painters?
Asked Ethan.
We're not detectives. It's impossible.
No, it isn't,
said Linda.
Diane and I can easily find them.
The boys were amazed.
How?
Asked Dave.
They're at the abandoned house.
Please explain that,
said Dave.
Well, we were on the bus this morning and Diane saw the Bowman renovations van,
Linda explained.
It was outside the abandoned house and I thought it was very strange.
A renovations company at an abandoned house is strange,
Ethan said.
But it's a perfect place for computer thieves.
Of course. They probably invented the story about the ghost too. Nobody's going to knock on that door,
Dave said.
I did,
said Jason.
So I didn't meet a ghost.
No, you met a thief,
Diane shouted.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Jason asked.
Let's go!
Soon the teenagers arrived at the street with the abandoned house and stopped outside some shops.
Well, there's a van next to the house,
said Dave.
But it doesn't say Bowman Renovations on it. Are you sure you saw their van this morning?
Yes, I am,
said Diane.
It's the same van, but without the name.
They probably removed the name,
said Jason.
Yes, it's difficult to identify them in an ordinary van,
said Linda. Dave turned to Jason.
Okay, Rambo,
he said.
I'm sorry to interrupt the party, but what do you want to do now? Run in there and catch the thieves? This isn't Hollywood.
I know that,
said Jason.
I'm going to look inside the house. Wait here.